Jim's Good Day, celebrating our 25th year.
Let us get prepared, Jennifer, for another day of duty. It's the doo-doo program.
You said duty.
Duty. Lots of things to talk about during this hour and during the whole program, as a matter of fact. This is the hour in which Jennifer and I are going to take the news apart from our perspective. We'll talk about some of the important people who are in the news and some of the people that are in the news that aren't so important, yet people are making it seem that they are important. It was pretty interesting that the folks in the Obama administration are considering urging the Supreme Court to overturn the ban on gay marriage here in California. I, for some reason or other, I thought that was already done.
No.
The ban was the, in the election last year, right?
We voted for gay marriage, right. And then the year that Obama ran the first time, which was 2008, there was a ballot measure to overturn gay marriage, and that passed.
So I'm not a legal resident of California. So you voted, did you vote, by the way? How did you vote on that issue?
I voted that, did I vote for it or against it? It was a tough one for me. I think I might have voted, I don't really care if people get married.
Yeah. Okay, I don't really
I think
care.
I might have voted if people want to get married. But, you know, for me, you know, I say get the government out of everything. You know,
yes.
if you want to get married, fine.
888-302-3684 is the telephone number.
Yeah.
Had a good day program. The ban on gay marriage, though, is sort of contradictory, kind of like a lot of things here in California. So let's go back again. The first shot at this was the people voted to
it passed.
Give gay marriage a chance.
Correct.
Okay, next time around, the same scenario, the election, people vote to not have or not allow.
They got it back on the ballot, right? And then I think, and there were a lot of articles, so this isn't just me pontificating, there were a lot of newspaper articles at the time about how turning out such a large amount of black voters to vote for President Obama the first time in 2008 also happened to turn out a lot of black voters who were Christian and voted against gay marriage. So people thought that they would be able to pass this quite handily and that it would be a dead issue from here on out. And then when they put it on the ballot in 2008, they didn't anticipate that big, large Christian turnout. And that is why they think it did not pass the second time. Now, I just feel like
Proposition 8.
It was
right?
Prop 8. Yes. Yeah. I just feel like once you pass something, there needs to be, I mean, I think it was only legal in the state for maybe a year at the most before a year or two before after all the fighting died down that it actually even, I mean, it went right back on the ballot again. I mean, isn't that kind of weird?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we spend so much time writing legislation. It's crazy.
How did the state Supreme Court play into this? This is very confusing for me anyway. It's sort of an outsider looking in. Especially when you consider the 29 other states have constitutional amendments banning gay marriage. 9 states recognize same-sex marriage and say it's okay. Kind of shows you the deep, deep, deep cultural and religious divide in this country. We have very serious issues among us as Americans. This is one of them. And frankly, it's very confusing. The idea that it's banned, people understand that. People understand that it's approved. But they don't understand how in California, one minute you can say yeah to it, and the next time around you say no. And that's why the Supreme Court
comes to that voting booth, though. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. Who comes that day to the voting booth?
Right. So the state Supreme Court had allowed gay marriage.
Yes.
Now, so the voters turned that over, but can they? How do they do that? Who's more powerful here, the voter or the Supreme Court?
It was a big fight, and I can't remember how this happened because, again, I can't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday, so this is kind of fuzzy for me since it was back in 2008. But there was something that There was the opponents to gay marriage had done a lot to try to turn it over, to try to get it banned, to try to say that the law that passed before was unconstitutional. And I think that they won. And so then they had to put it back on the ballot so that we could vote again on it, because the way they wrote this measure was indeed constitutional, I believe.
Really?
I think that's how it went. But I think that's how they got it overturned in the first place after it had already passed.
Can
is
I
that
tell
there
you?
Was something with it was unconstitutional.
This is what's wrong with the system. And every time these referendums.
That's what I mean. It's like, what, you know, one minute you got something.
These questions come up on the ballot, and they're so damn complicated. They're written. And how do they get away with that? How is it that these things, like everything else in this damnable world of government, is so confusing, so wrought with frustration, and it makes people angry, and at the end of the day you realize you're not in charge of your own life. Some bumbling bureaucrat is in charge of your life,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have a clue. They can't count to 10 without taking their shoes and socks off.
And, you know, this is coming up again for me because we have in Los Angeles a mayoral election coming up, and of course there's county measures on the ballot. But they tell you, as a journalism student, the administration taught me when I was getting my degree that if you write for a newspaper, you have to write at no more than an eighth grade level.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough, so that everybody can understand. These ballot measures are not written at an eighth grade level.
No.
I consider myself to be fairly educated, and at least, I mean, believe me, I'm no mathematician, but I can usually, I'm pretty good at reading comprehension. Give you that as one of my strengths. It takes me, I mean, I have to read these things 3, 4, 5 times before you can actually figure out that they're twisting and turning and you're trying to, you know, see it, that a yes means a no and a no means a yes.
Yeah.
Usually when I read my ballot measures, I'll read them once or twice, do my preliminary thing, and then I'll step away from them and come back another day to make sure I read them the right way. Because it seems like they just, I mean, they're trying to trick you with how they
yeah.
write these things.
Right.
It's an outrage.
Yeah, it is. How do they get away with it? What's the whole principle behind these things in the first place?
I mean, clearly on a ballot, you don't have time to list the entire bill. So what I would like to see, if it were Jennifer's world and maybe Doug's world, you'd agree,
mm-hmm. yeah.
is on the ballot that they send you, I would love to see, you know, a yes vote for Prop A means A, B, C, D. A no vote means A, B, C, D. And for more information or to read the complete bill, go to this website. And I don't want to see any spin. I just want to see the outline of what it means for a yes, what it means for a no, what it's going to cost me, and tell me where I can read the whole thing if I want to.
Yep. That's the common sense approach. But once again, the government is not yours, even though you pay for it and at excruciatingly high rates these days. Mm-hmm. How it is that these people get away with this stuff?
We've let it get away from us.
We have.
We have to take responsibility. I mean, I think as a population, what you see now is you see a lot of people who aren't on the far left and who aren't on the far right. You see just the population of the United States, and we're all kind of looking around dumbfounded at what's going on. You have these people fighting in Congress over sequester, and you have all these things going on. And none of us, I mean, it's all political games. I mean, it's all for who can win and who can control things. And I think the average American just wants to, we want to take it back again. And I don't know, we have to stop letting it happen. I don't know how we turn it around.
Well, you stop electing people like Mitch McConnell. You stop electing people like Chuck Schumer. You stop electing people. I listened to a piece of, I'm very disappointed in John McCain these days, even though I've always thought that he was A-okay.
Well, you can support him as being a great warrior, but he sometimes goes off the rails.
He was
you never know what to expect from him right now. He's a wild card.
If you listen to some of the audio from a town meeting that he had the other night, he sounds like a mentally disturbed old codger calling people who are in the forum jerks. And he's just like off his game. Just really sounds odd. And there are too many of those people because there are too many people that get elected over and over and over and over and over again.
Right, because they're names and you recognize them and you vote for them.
Yeah, exactly. So they have it all, they've it all kind of rigged and fixed. And so as a result, you don't get what you're paying for, and it's time you realize it. Don't you want to do something about it instead of just talk about it? Especially since a lot of the, something has changed, and you wonder about this in terms of discussion and debate. A lot of the heretofore popular sort of political talk radio programs are losing favor, losing listeners. years. People are tired of listening to the same old stuff, the bashing, the anger, and that stuff back and forth. So they're turning them off because they don't offer any solutions, and they're not fun to listen to anymore because these guys just drone on and on and on about the same things. And so we had an opportunity using this medium to make a difference and a change, and I think to a point, I guess we have, at least some of us have, but the other side of it is that there are people who are just, they're just done with it. And so where does it, where is the public forum now? Where is Vox Populi now on all of this stuff? Is it the internet? Is it the blogging? Is it the back and forth, the one-on-one, Twitter and Facebook, those places, is that where we get to a resolve on some of this stuff? It's really actually pretty interesting when you think about
it. I think it just convolutes everything, though. I honestly think we don't know how to make a change as a population. I think if anything, we complain about it, and that's
enough
great.
Enough people just stop doing things, stop paying your taxes. Stop.
That's what I really think should happen. I think if we're really going to form anything
universal,
meaningful, you hit
them
in the pocket.
The universal frustration, the IRS can't take everybody to court. They can't put everybody in jail.
Half the population, absolutely.
No. So maybe that's where the protest begins. But it certainly is food for thought in this era of just out of control spending and arrogance and stupidity on top of stupidity. Ay, ay, ay. We need, and lack of education, too, on all these things. All right, so we've solved the problems of the world. It's great. Huh? It's only 18 after the hour. We fixed everything.
I know. Easy.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Don't mind me. I'll just sit here quietly while you drive. Hey, so how many miles you got on this baby? Got a lot, huh? I'll be quiet. You know what doesn't have six-figure mileage on it? Every Honda-certified used car. Yeah, features a well-maintained late-model Honda. Each gets a grueling 150-point inspection, too. And I'll stop talking. Hey, this is where I get out anyway. So yeah, Honda-certified used cars. Next best thing to new. Just saying.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us.
us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Everyone's wondering who the next pope is going to be. You're wondering, right?
Oh my gosh, I can't stop wondering.
He's been rehearsing that line all day. Well, get this. The Italian press is reporting that the next pope could be the cardinal from Boston.
And the last
yeah, if he gets
great
the job,
job,
he'll be the first pope to make you kiss his 2007 World Series ring. Kiss the ring, shout ahead. And welcome to another edition of Politicians Behaving Badly. I love these stories. Seems former Senator Pete DiMedici of New Mexico revealed today that while in office, he fathered a child with the daughter of another senator who was a friend of his. Now, you follow me on this? Now, he cheated on his wife with the daughter of another senator, and they had a baby. When did the Senate become the Jerry Springer show? When did that happen? And I love the, listen, I love this part. DiMedici is defending himself by saying that he is no better or worse than the next guy. And he's right, because you know who the next guy was? John Edwards. That's why. That's why.
Was the traffic all right getting in here tonight? Was everything... You know, it's supposed to be better today, because as of yesterday, Los Angeles became the first city in the world to synchronize every one of its traffic lights. All 4,400 of our traffic lights are now... They actually just set them all to yellow, and they will leave it like that forever. City estimates that the new system will reduce travel times by 12%, which means instead of taking an hour and 45 minutes to get home, it'll only take an hour and 33 minutes to get home. But they're saying if this is as successful as they hope it'll be, synchronized traffic lights could become an event in the next Olympics.
To appeal to a younger audience, this year's Academy Awards are just being referred to as the Oscars.
That's what I heard, yeah. And to appeal to even younger audiences, they're spelling Oscars with a Z. Backwards in crayon. That's right, the Oscars are just 4 days away, and experts are saying the movie Argo is the favorite to win Best Picture. With Lincoln, a close second. And the favorite for Worst Picture, still this, my high school photo.
All right, so Jimmy Fallon, I'm getting to the point of almost wanting to have Jimmy Kimmel taken out of this run and maybe go back to David Letterman. Every time I hear his
voice. Wow, and you don't like David Letterman, so to have you dump,
we ought to try.
Your hierarchy is changing.
Yeah, I think he's not, and you notice the audience didn't really laugh with a lot of that stuff that he just said. Not funny. 888-302-3684. Maybe we should put some of our people that listen to this program on the air and have them tell jokes and see who would be the best person to replace
you. That would
Kimmel.
Be funny.
Speaking of the Oscars this weekend, our poll today at DougStefan.com asks, which movie do you think ought to win for best animated feature film? A, Brave. B, Frankenweenie. C, Paranorman. D, The Pirates, Band of Misfits, or E, Wreck-It Ralph. I don't know any of those. Did you see any of those?
I didn't either, see them, but I do know of them.
Yeah, okay. The poll yesterday, have you gotten into... That doesn't apply to the movie, so let us move on. Actually, there's an interesting clip here. We got time for this clip? Where is this clip from? Actually, you know what? I wanted to spend a minute talking about Conan, who's been tapped to host the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Mm-hmm. There are two of these every year. The White House Correspondents' Dinner is one, and then the congressional something or other that gets there's a correspondence dinner for congressional reporters, and there's a correspondence dinner for the White House. And this year, Conan O'Brien is going to host, not his first time doing it. He did it in 1995 when he was on The Late Show. Jimmy Kimmel did it last year. As a matter of fact, speaking of Jimmy Kimmel, isn't it funny how you get turned off by something in some people?
Honestly, behind the scenes.
I am just really turned off by him, even though I think he's done some funny stuff with celebrities. I'm done with him.
It just makes you sound bitter.
Me?
No, not you, Jimmy Kimmel. You're better, too.
28 after the hour and good day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. As the travel world becomes increasingly tech-driven and connected, the hotel industry isn't far behind. One of the biggest hotel openings in Las Vegas has been the Nobu Hotel inside Caesar's Palace. It's a hotel inside a hotel attached to a sushi restaurant. Here you check in using an iPad, and the elevators don't have any buttons. It just knows where to go based on a room key sensor. Also in Las Vegas is the Aria Hotel, one of the most high-tech on the Strip. Each room comes with a bedside touchscreen that controls everything from the lights to your wake-up call. In New York, there's the Yotel, and yes, they have a robot bellhop. What have we come to? And keep your eyes open for the latest technology. One hotel in Korea now uses smartphones as hotel keys. You just pick up the smartphone at the front desk and use it to enter your room and control elements like the temperature and room lights. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Well, Flo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Three instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number one, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number two, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number three, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through Travel Guard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Steffen's Good Day, celebrating our 25th year.
I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day.
Let's run through another half hour of the news. Actually, we only had one. We get stuck on.
We were a little passionate talking about actually, how we need to change the world.
This is Thursday, February the 21st, by the way. Listeners to this program appreciate Jennifer Horn and her beauty. To wit, emails coming.
You know,
she is a beautiful person.
One thing to just stop you right here, Dougie. And the last few, like in the last couple weeks, I've gotten a lot of really great emails. So thank you guys so much. So sweet. Love that. Okay.
All from guys?
Actually, yes. So if you're a girl and you're like me, maybe you can send me an email.
Even things out a little bit.
I didn't even think about that. Thank you, Doug. Yes, they were all men. But
all right. People.
I'll take what I can get.
In the news. Actually, the story of Oscar Pistorius and his court hearing wasn't really about him yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that his lawyer has a problem. I'm trying to figure this out. This is like you need a scorecard for this thing. And we're not even there. Yet it seems
this is
to
just
be
a bail hearing.
This is everybody is talking about this. Mm-hmm. To get your troubles off of your own heart and mind, you're talking about somebody else's. So that's maybe why this guy is number one.
Well,
premeditated murder.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody believed it because, you know, when it first came out, everybody was sympathizing with him going, oh, my gosh, I can't believe, you know, what he's going through, that he killed his girlfriend, and now it seems like he might have done it on purpose. I think that's where the twist comes.
Well, but the twist also on his lawyer who got charged with something yesterday, too. Didn't I see that? The lawyer?
No. I didn't hear that he got charged with anything. But what I heard happened is that they put in a police investigator up on the witness stand to talk about the evidence that was found in the case. And there were lots of holes. I guess the police investigator didn't do a very good job. So Oscar Pistorius' lawyers are now seeking to discredit the police evidence, making it look like they're trying to frame him.
Huh. Well, it wouldn't be the first time that ever happened.
Right. The key piece of evidence comes, if you've been following the story, what Oscar Pistorius says that his house was dark. It was pitch black. He didn't have his legs on. And this is, I'm not trying to make that lightly, but he didn't have his, you know, his prosthetics on. So he was in bed. It was dark. He heard the noise. He started shooting. I don't know where the cricket bat comes in, but that's how he said it happened. That's where he thought that the person came into his home. He didn't know it was the girlfriend. What is hurting his case is that he had a neighbor, and the neighbor said he heard screaming and a gunshot, and he looked out on his balcony and saw that the light in Oscar Pistorius' house was on. That's the key difference here. And then he heard more gunshots and more screaming, and then it was done. They're saying that he shot her. She didn't die. She started screaming, and the lights being on, you would think he would see that it was his girlfriend. Neighbor confirming that the lights were on, he's saying that the lights were off. Make sense, kind of?
Well, yeah. And then there is.
Can I use my joke that I've been.
All right, go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah.
The defense is really stacking up against him. He doesn't have a leg to stand on.
I know. I know.
Yesterday. But you know what? When you come up with gold like that, Dougie, you have to keep using it over and over again.
All right. So
the
police officer who is testifying against him has been charged with murder himself.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I don't. I mean, this is, like, convoluted here.
The police officer that testified has been charged with murder. Gotcha. Okay.
Right. So, but this is...
The police are saying, part of what they're arguing about, the police have gone on the witness stand saying that there were needles and testosterone and that there were all these drugs found in Oscar Pistorius' bedroom, but Oscar Pistorius' legal team says, no, those were herbal remedies, the police misread the label. They're just saying that they didn't do a very good job investigating this whole case, is what I think the argument was yesterday.
So, but how did this other guy with the investigator or the policeman investigating this, how did this get into the discussion?
So I don't know. I haven't heard it yet, so you're the first one telling me that.
Oh, you haven't?
Mm-mm.
You can check out CNN.com.
I will look it up, because that adds a whole other level to this, I mean, this craziness.
It is craziness. That's right.
And it just, I mean, it seems like a soap opera. I mean, a really bad soap opera. And here, we're getting so caught up in all these details, and this poor family of this beautiful girl is without their daughter. It's just bad.
But it's in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that it is captured? Is it because of him and the status of being a double amputee, the fellow who's called a Blade Runner? I never heard of this guy before. Never.
Oh, I had. During the Olympics, huge. Yeah. And I don't even watch the Olympics.
Yeah. But still. Okay. Jesse Jackson, Jr.,
Dougie, you're so
I'm right about
ball.
What?
I just looked up the lead Oscar Pistorius investigator facing attempted murder charges. Wow.
Yeah, but, why do we care about that here? Why is that something that somebody in America would think was important to know or discuss?
He's
inspiring story.
Yeah, it was an inspiring story.
What, the inspiring story of Pistorius?
Yes.
Yeah, I get that. But the police officer investigating it is accused of murder.
Part of the trial. If they're accusing him of being dirty,
Did he murder the girlfriend?
No, probably not.
How does that apply then here?
He's accused of being drunk in a government vehicle, and he opened fire on a minibus taxi with two other officers.
So does that discredit his evaluation of Pistorius?
Right, that's what they're playing. I'm sure that's what they're hoping.
Yeah, right. Okay. So if there was ever an example of why we need term limitations or you understand how bad the system is, this may not be an exception. This may be the rule. Jesse Jackson Jr. is going to jail. He's going down.
Does his wife go with him, by the way? I wasn't clear on that because I know she's in trouble, too.
Well, she's part of the conspiracy.
Is she going to jail with him? Does she go to jail, too?
Well, she ought to.
Yeah.
Here's this guy who takes advantage of his father's name, hasn't really got anything going for him.
And this was President Obama's Senate seat that he ran for, wasn't it?
No, he's a congressman.
Congressman, I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. No.
So whose district? He ran for somebody famous's district, I believe.
I think you're right about that, and I don't remember who it was.
Some famous Chicago guy.
Rahm Emanuel?
Maybe. There you go.
Yeah.
That would make more sense.
So anyway, Jesse Jackson Jr. pleads guilty to misusing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Almost $800,000, yep.
From campaign funds to buy himself a Rolex watch, a fedora that cost $4,600.
That belonged to Michael Jackson, I believe.
A cashmere cape.
Everybody needs one.
I mean,
I know. Who buys these things, right?
No, I mean, who the hell does he think he is? He apparently has been drinking the same water his father has.
Well, that's the deal here. It's like, you know, okay, maybe when you first get started in politics and you're overcome by the power and the money and how the system works, but this guy grew up in it. I mean, he knew. How are you that arrogant that you think you're going to get away with this? You just don't anymore. You really can't.
Really need a revolution. Pete Domenici, the former senator from New Mexico, has a baby with ex-Nevada Governor Paul Laxalt's daughter, who was a senator at the time. And the kid's, he's now a lawyer. He's got 8 children of his own, and he needs to have another one.
Wow.
And so this guy, he's 30 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Paul Laxalt is his name. How do you think he feels about that coming out in the news?
That's just sad. Why? People don't think about how their behavior impacts their children.
No, they don't, because they're selfish. Why is it, though, that this is coming out now? Do you know?
I have no idea. I don't know why he copped to it now. I don't know the timing on it. But there must have been a reason, because you know they don't just cop to it for fun.
No. Well, the mother has made a released a statement saying that she and Domenici had agreed to keep his fatherhood a secret because her father was also a senator at the time. I don't get why it's coming out now. Anybody know? 888-302-3684. Anybody care? Does anybody really know what time it is?
I do know that. Right. About 43 past the hour, by the way.
So after that story, it's time now for us to discuss with you why you need T-Gen with Nitro Boost. In case you want to have a little help fathering a child out of wedlock.
Hey, and the good news is that you won't have to steal from your constituents to pay for it, because
it's a great deal. Very inexpensive. Right?
It's exactly. So easy.
You're going to remember this story all day long, folks, today. T-Gen with Nitro Boost, improving your desire, enhancing your ability to perform. Free testosterone, nitric oxide together. Take your experience, your ability to use your body to a whole new level. Nitric oxide improves your blood flow, and that's good for everything, your brain, every part of your body. And that's what happens when you use this nitric oxide. The proprietary name is Nitro Boost. T-Gen, something that men need when they're over 40. Everything starts going down, the numbers go down. And this keeps your numbers high. It's good for your mind and your body and your spirit. So, T-Gen with Nitro Boost on the market right now. It'll help you. It is natural. It is safe. It's recommended by a lot of doctors. And here's where you get it. Dialing 800-631-6443. Get you right into an operator. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get T-Gen with Nitro Boost at half price, 800-631-6443. What a great story. Better performance, half off, 90-day money-back guarantee. It's all a part of your procuring for you, T-Gen with Nitro Boost. Try it out. You'll like the results. 800-631-6443.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Well, Flo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company Affiliates.
chops taken to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavored 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
Mmm. Yum.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins. Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Right now, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double-check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge.
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in-store and at staples.com/copy and print.
All right, so Doug Steffens' Good Day program continuing. Sounded kind of angry today. The news
no,
is
no, we're making changes today, Dougie.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, all right, we're so let's breaking
make,
change.
Let's make some more changes. Here's a story from here in L.A. At LAX, one of the people nominated for an Oscar for Best Documentary Feature was detained. The fellow's name is Imad Bernat, B-U-R. N-A-T, whose film Five Broken Cameras, nominated for an Oscar for Best Documentary. He and his wife and his 8-year-old were placed in a holding area, told they didn't have proper identification because the invitation that they had to attend the Oscars was deemed a falsehood. Because how could anybody who is a Palestinian be nominated for an Oscar? That's how stupid.
Are they insane?
The people and the this isn't even TSA. This is the Immigration and Customs officers can't understand how a Palestinian could be an Oscar nominee. That's how stupid these people are. Completely stupid. So, as a matter of...
It's embarrassing. It makes...
It really is.
Sad. I mean, it's just embarrassing. They're the first team that people see coming in and out of this country, and that's just... It's too bad.
Yeah. So, apparently, texts from back and forth. Lawyers contacted the family, eventually released. He said he wasn't... It was nothing more than what he's used to. When you're under occupation, you don't have any rights. So, but just how stupid. Just how you know, at least come up with something else. Don't say that publicly. And that's the height of the stupidity here is that they were stupid enough to say that was why they were holding
it. Put it in the universe. I mean,
you're a Palestinian, and of course you can't be up for an Oscar. And then the story of the wheelchair. Go ahead, tell us that one. The lady.
All right. So,
a young woman,
you know,
3-year-old.
Yeah, I always want to defend the TSA. I used to, anyway. I used to think, oh, our safety, blah, blah, blah. There's no way to defend the TSA anymore. Yeah. Here's what's going on. This family, mom, dad, and a kid, Lucy is her name. She's 3 years old. She had spina bifida. She's in a wheelchair. They're going through TSA to go to Orlando to go to Disney World. This is her dream, to go to Disney World. And so they're going through TSA. They make it through. No problem. They're done. They start walking to the gate. When two TSA agents start running towards them, saying,
Stop!
Yeah. We have to check this wheelchair. So they take the kid from the parents. The parents are trying to follow the kid. They're trying to, you know, don't touch my child. This is my kid. I'm staying with her. They push her away. They say, we have to scrutinize people in wheelchairs. We scrutinize people in wheelchairs. You can hear him on tape. We actually have audio footage that we might want to play later in the show of him saying that they scrutinize people in wheelchairs. So here they are, swabbing down the wheelchair, looking for explosives. They're moving her around in her chair. The poor little thing, Lucy, who's like this sweet-looking, adorable little girl, is screaming and crying at the top of her lungs, I don't want to go to Disneyland anymore. And it's just, it goes on and on and on. Finally, yesterday, TSA had to come out and apologize for their behavior.
Again.
And hello, I don't think you can say that you scrutinize people in wheelchairs, TSA.
This is why Alex Jones has so many new listeners all the time.
Yeah.
This is the kind of thing nobody else is really, I get off on it, but I don't like to do angry stuff, especially this time of the day. But this is enough to send most people of any common sense over the edge. And it's why so many people are angry. So many people are so angry because of this kind of stuff. And again, look in the mirror. It's your doing because you've let this wonderful experiment we call democracy, this People's Republic of America, go down the tubes. And that's why a lot of people listen to Alex Jones and other people who have the same sorts of things to say. This kind of abuse, uncalled for, it's inexcusable.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Latest tech talk. Shelley Palmer is here with us on Good Day.
I like that, Michael. That's very good.
Keeps us on our toes, or our toes moving at any rate. So it's Thursday the 21st, and with Shelley Palmer in the forefront, here is, I always like to have sort of a summary of what he's talking about.
Right.
Yesterday there was an announcement from Sony about the coming of a PlayStation 4. PlayStation 4. You have PlayStation?
I do not. I have a Wii.
Oh. That's the same kind of thing.
And a video game system, too.
Right. All right. So Shelley Palmer reports to us on PlayStation 4 right after this on Good Day.
Thank you for calling Discover Card. I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new Hit Card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new It Card at Discover.com.
Mmm.
Yum.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins. Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Sony has officially announced the PlayStation 4. While no price or exact release date was announced, we do know it will come out later this year. Sony didn't show what the console will look like, but instead showed off the system's new controller. It sort of looks like a PlayStation 3 controller with a touchscreen in the middle of it. The controller also has a share button, which is one of the PlayStation 4's most hyped features. You can upload game clips and even broadcast live to your friends around the world who can watch or take remote control of your game to get you through a tough spot. Sony also announced new entries into the Infamous and Killzone franchises and said that Diablo 3 and Bungie's new game Destiny will come to the system. Sony said it wants to win the war against reality by offering the best gaming experience in the world. Well, while it's still early, it looks like the PlayStation 4 is off to a good start. Follow me at Shelley Palmer on Twitter or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Steffens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Every day at Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. Father's Day? Yep, we've got a deal that day. Earth Day? Hotels.com has you covered. Your mom's, dog's, cousin's birthday? Chances are we've got a deal, but we'll check with legal. And low prices? We've always got those. Because Hotels.com is always making sure we've got the best deals for you every day.
And now through February 25th, save up to 30% on Cancun, Bermuda, Puerto Rico, and more. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
All right, so let's have a little more information on PlayStation 4, Jennifer. I'm no expert in this, but apparently, as it's being released in time for the holiday season, according to Shelley Palmer, this thing has the potential, because of new graphics and controllers, that sort of thing, is enough known so that people are going to have their interest piqued and start ordering these things. PlayStation 3, how long ago was that developed or sold?
I have no idea. I am such a bad video game girl. I wish I could tell you, but they release these things every few years with these increased, bigger, better things so that they can keep bringing money in. So if you have this PlayStation 3, now you're going to feel like you have to get a PlayStation 4 because, God knows your neighbor has it.
So Nintendo does the Wii, right?
The Wii, yes.
And Microsoft has the Xbox.
Yes.
All right, okay.
Just very
trying
good.
To get all the players straight here. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Did you know that certain gold and silver coins can be added to your retirement accounts? It's a fact. For years, investors have been adding popular coins like the gold and silver American Eagles to their IRAs and old 401ks. More importantly, gold and silver have quadrupled in value within the past 10 years. Major banks and credible analysts around the world are forecasting even more demand for both gold and silver in the coming years. Isn't it about time for you to consider adding gold to your retirement accounts? When it comes to adding physical metals to your retirement accounts, no one makes it easier and faster than American Bullion. Call now for your free gold guide at 800-664-8864. Find out how to add U.S. minted gold and silver coins to your IRA and old 401k. Call the most trusted name in the industry today, American Bullion. 800-664-8864. Call for your free gold guide. 800-664-8864.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.